Alaska's congressional delegation has been churning out press releases to trumpet Alaska-bound funds in the trillion-dollar spending bill President Obama is expected to sign tomorrow. Among them is $75 million in fisheries disaster assistance that could bring help to Alaskans who lost out in the failed 2012 commercial king salmon fisheries on the Yukon and Kuskokwim Rivers and in Cook Inlet. But Kieran Clayton, a spokeswoman for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, says fishing communities in New England, the Mid-Atlantic, and the Gulf Coast and Samoa are also eligible.
NOAA and our parent agency, the Department of Commerce, will be working with each individual state's governor offices and industry folks on next steps for allocation of those funding.
The money could ultimately go out as direct aid to fishermen, but could also be used for retraining, infrastructure, or for projects to prevent future fish disasters. Among the other projects they're highlighting in the spending bill, more than $100 million for construction of aviation buildings at Fort Wainwright and $82 million for a building at Fort Greely.